everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ Show. I am CJ Liu, and this segment starts our four-part look on courage and faith. And today, I have the pleasure of having Ragini Michaels here with me today. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here with you.
And it's always lovely to have you here. we have, over the last year or so, have been looking at obstacles to self-love, of which we covered, and you can see the past shows on. And during the summer season, we're going to be looking at how you build, how you move towards love. And those things include gratitude, generosity, sympathetic joy, compassion, and today's topic, faith and courage. So let's dive into it, Ragini.
Okay.
So, how, you know, and with all the shows, we have these basic questions, because I think one of the things, why do we even have these questions in the beginning of, like, what are these topics, is that I think that these terms, faith, courage, generosity, gratitude, everyone has their own subjective sense of what these things are. And in each of these sections, we've talked about it from a psychological perspective, a spiritual perspective, and why it relates to love and fear. And I think that they're important because we oftentimes take these things for granted that we know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, after talking to you on these topics, I realized that even though I really feel like I know what these topics are and I've read a lot about them, I don't fully get it. And so it's important to just kind of refresh what we're talking about. And that's why we spend so much time talking about what is it that we're talking about.
It's always good to take a moment and go back and ask yourself what the word means that you're using
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so since we're talking about faith and courage today, one of the first things that I find it's useful to pay attention to is the difference between beliefs and faith,
mm-hmm.
because a belief is by definition something that you don't know whether or not is true. You have no idea whether it's true or not, but you assume it is true and therefore operate as if it were true. But there is no knowledge of its truthfulness or not. And that is a definition of a belief. A belief is not a truth. That's
mm-hmm.
the distinction.
And you don't know for certain that it's true, but you operate as if it's true.
You operate as if it is true, but it's very helpful to remember that a belief is not equal to a truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you don't know. Faith, on the other hand, doesn't really, I mean, it encompasses beliefs because you have some beliefs that you have faith in. But faith really is, and that's why we have it hooked up with courage here. Faith is really finding the courage within you to face the unknown and to allow life to bring you what it's going to bring you and to support you in whatever that is, that you say, I'm going to live this life as it comes to me. And you have faith in life and in yourself. Again, life is experiential. It's something you can verify experientially. You are alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Right.
And you know whether or not you have the willingness or the courage and the fortitude to say, yes, I'm going to go forward, even though I don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying yes to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a helpful distinction to make between faith and belief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may need your beliefs to go with you in order to have the faith.
Mm-hmm.
But it is helpful to remember that a belief is not a truth, because
right.
that's part of the problems that we get into in
mm-hmm.
our world today, is that people confuse beliefs with truth.
Yeah, and they're related. You know, what this is bringing up for me is a conversation I had with one of our previous guests, Burhan Gethart, and he said that he was supposed to get a check, mm-hmm. didn't hit his bank, and he literally went to his ATM and found he had $20 left to his name. Literally nothing left but $20 to his name.
That's a little scary.
It
moment.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said at that moment, there were a whole bunch of beliefs that rushed into his head, you know, potential beliefs, right? Because you said beliefs are something that we can choose.
Right.
Right? We choose to believe or operate as if they're true or not. He had a whole set of things like, oh my God, how am I going to survive? My wife and I, we're going to get kicked out of our apartment. There's all sorts of things that kind of kicked in that particular scenario. And then he went into, I have faith in the universe, even though I don't know what will happen. I have all these fears and beliefs that these things could happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to just believe that they won't happen. And I'm just going to do things that go counter to my ego, and I'm going to ask my in-laws if we can borrow some money in this interim period, and I'm going to talk to my friends and ask if we can borrow some money. And it was just total antithetical to his beliefs at that time. He's German, so he's very, like, strict. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. He's like, I don't want to ever borrow money from anyone. That means I'm a failure, right? So he had to let go of all those beliefs, get real with what was the situation. But he had to have a huge amount of faith. And as the story goes, and as you listen to him, he actually ended up digging himself out of it and, like, you know, and finding, because he had that faith, finding all sorts of magic that happened because he had that faith. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I always have thought about that story because it's a beautiful demonstration of the difference, I think, between the set of beliefs that you have, mm-hmm. the faith, and when you have faith, almost a set of beliefs that can intercede.
It reminds me of a book called Faith by Sharon Salzberg. And mm-hmm. one of the things that she talks about in that book, which I highly recommend, by mm-hmm. the way, she's one of my first meditation teachers. The book is Faith by Sharon Salzberg. But one of the things she points out in there is that faith actually equals letting go, and beliefs will often equal holding on.
Mm, that's an interesting idea.
And it's like when you have a belief that you've assumed to be the truth, you want to, in a way, manipulate and create and demand reality be that way. That has an upside in terms of manifestation. It has a downside in terms of if you don't get what you're manifesting,
right.
and you have to deal with the reality, then you don't want to keep banging your head against the wall. You want to then move into faith and let go.
Right.
And say, okay, I'm going to face the reality of this and let's see what's going to happen.
Right.
It may be that it's going to be all right. It may be that whatever happens, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however that faith presents itself to you. But there is a big difference between faith and belief in terms of what it frees you to do in those kinds of situations that you're speaking of.
And is that the spiritual perspective? So we talked about the psychological perspective of how mm-hmm. our psyche has to have these things. Right? We need to have it to be healthy.
Your psyche, your psychology, your personality must have beliefs. So if you're trying to get rid of all beliefs, you're fighting a losing battle. Because actually a belief is a generalization.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying something is true in this particular scenario, and now I'm going to generalize it out to all like and similar and like scenarios.
Right.
And that's what is actually the structure of a belief itself.
Right.
Okay? So a good generalization, for example, is I burned my hand on the stovetop. Now I know that red things on the top of the stove cause pain. I'm going to avoid them at all,
on tops
of all stoves. If I keep generalizing that out to avoid all red things.
Yeah, red-haired people are scary. You know, that's not going to be good.
Then it's a belief that's been taken too far. It's generalized out. But beliefs you've got to have. So the question is, identify what your beliefs are so that you understand what it is you're assuming to be true. If you continue to grow in your personal evolution, which most of us do even if we don't want to, a lot of beliefs have to be revisited because they need to change in order to reflect your actual life experience. And that's why eventually if you start to have faith in life and your ability to experience life, it becomes even more valuable than beliefs that go with it.
Mm, right, because, yeah. Say that again. I got it and then it fleeted from my head, which means that it's important, but somehow I just nulled it out. Tell me again.
Well, I was just saying that faith is very valuable because when you put it in your own ability to trust that life will keep you growing, will keep showing you things, then you start to have faith in life and your ability to experience and learn from it. And then your beliefs can come from that, and you always can stay open to letting your beliefs shift and change as the landscape of your inner world changes. So take a concrete example.
Well, the Burhan guy, the same thing, right? He had faith. He said, I'm going to go to a spiritual perspective and let go of these set of using what you just said about Sharon Salzberg. I'm going to let go of these terrifying images that all of us have about having $20 in our bank account and the only money that we have to our name. Like, you know, I'm going to be homeless. You know, I can't feed myself. It's embarrassing. All these things.
All of which are beliefs.
Right. Which are beliefs.
Okay.
Which he then moved to, wait a second, I have faith in the universe. fundamentally, right? He said, mm-hmm. I have faith in the universe. This is not for me to be punished or whatever. He just faith that something good is going to happen. And then he moved to another set.
What he also did, which is very useful, is he didn't just step back and expect the universe or God to take care of him. He actually took action then and stepped into his faith and his own ability to do something that he wasn't comfortable doing,
yeah.
which was asking people for help. So really, faith has, at some level, most of the time, in those kinds of scenarios, you want to be able to have faith in yourself and your ability to step up to the plate and do what needs to be done, and faith that there is something in life itself that you can trust. Because if you stop and you look back at your whole life, it has been a process of learning and growing. And even though you may not know why that's the way it is the way it is, and everybody can verify that to some degree or another.
Yeah.
So something you can verify as truth, right? If you don't generalize it out too much, you can have faith in that. But be careful, because beliefs, when they become too stretched out, become convictions, and then you're convinced that what you believe in is the truth. And a belief, as I said earlier, is not a truth. It's assumed to be true because we can't know.
Right. And okay. What's interesting with him is I think what he actually gained from that is the understanding of the community, importance of community in that particular case,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the faith in something higher, because actually something wonderful. So in some ways what it did for him, as I recall, is just a balance perspective.
Yeah, and sometimes belief gets in the way of having faith in yourself and faith in the larger whole or the larger system, mm-hmm. our life, that is giving you the energy and the freedom and the presence, the existence to have this experience. So there's two levels, really, of faith that are important to have. But it's important to also understand that beliefs, you can confuse a belief and think that that is what, that has faith, that that's what you have faith in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit, I'm not so sure, because
a lot of religion, and I won't leave on that note, but we'll talk about it. Break, but we'll talk about that in the next segment, because I think it's a really interesting question.
Okay.
So many thanks to Raggedy Michaels and the author of the book Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on Raggedy's website, RaggedyMichaels.com, RaggedyMichaels.com. Here's your new jingle.
I have a jingle now.
Don't go anywhere, because in our next segment, we're going to be talking about kind of getting more clarity again on some of these issues and things that confuse us about faith and courage. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then friend us on the Fire It Up with CJ page on Facebook.